Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Something tells me that Francisco Lindor had a big hand in this game as we get to the highlights of the game before we hear from manager Carlos Mendoza. And the Mets have a very thin margin for error, beginning the day tied with the Braves for the final wild card. Sean Manaea has been their best pitcher this year, and he got the ball in a big spot trying to give them the series victory. But the Mets offense has been quiet the last few days and got off to another slow start today as Bowden Francis was perfect through the first four. Manaea gave up only one hit and struck out five through his first three innings of work, but ran into trouble in the fourth, giving up back-to-back singles to Vladimir Guerrero and Ernie Clement, both on the first pitch. He then walked Will Wagner on four pitches to load the bases, and then the Mets traded a run for an out.
The 0-1. Swing and a ground ball hit towards third. Vientos has it in fair territory, steps on the third base bag, goes across the diamond, not in time. A run does score. The Mets get the out at third. Wagner is safe at second. Schneider's safe at first, but the Blue Jays have a 1-0 lead.
And Schneider just did beat the throw. A nice play by Mark Vientos, but he couldn't get the double play, and the Jays had the early lead with runners at first and second. Manaea came back by striking out Luis de los Santos looking, and then got Joey Loperfido to pop out to Vientos to end the inning. Manaea settled down, giving up just the one run. The Mets finally got their first base runner with one out in the fifth when Pete Alonso was hit by a pitch. They had a threat going when Starling Marte walked with two outs, but Francisco Alvarez flew out to end the inning, and the Mets had failed to get a hit through the first five. Harrison Bader nearly got it to lead off the sixth, but Davis Schneider turned the tables on the Mets after Jose Iglesias had made a nice leaping grab to deny George Springer of a hit in the previous inning.
3-2. Bader lines one in the air to left field. Schneider going back to the track at the wall. He leaps, and he makes the catch. And that's exactly what we're talking about with Toronto. They are the best defensive team in baseball, and Bader got robbed of a ball off the wall and left. Schneider a leaping catch, one away in the sixth. Wow.
Wow is certainly an appropriate description. The Mets remained hitless. Lindor then lined out a hard-hit ball right at Guerrero at first. The Mets got the third base runner of the game for them when Iglesias leaned into a pitch and was hit, but Vientos then grounded into a fielder's choice 5-4. The Mets now failed to get a hit through the first six. After the Jays went down in order in the bottom of the sixth, Manaea had retired nine in a row after giving up that run, but Francis was as strong as ever in the seventh, retiring the side in order. He kept the no-hit bid intact with three more. Fly ball outs. Manaea walked Luis de los Santos, and then after striking out Loperfido for the second out, he walked the ninth place hitter Brian Servin on four pitches, and his day was over. Reed Garrett came on to face the top of the order and would try to keep it a one-run game. He faced George Springer, and it would be the only batter he faced.
Garrett ready. He sets. A long hold, the 2-2. Swung on and missed. He got him. 93 at the top of the zone. Springer down on strikes. Garrett inherited two base runners. He stranded two base runners.
I should say that would be the only batter he faced in that inning. That was the save of the game brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. So it was 1-0 after seven. The Mets came to the eighth down a run and looking for their first hit, but Starling Marte led off the inning. He swung at the first pitch, grounded out. Alvarez flied out to center on the first pitch, and then Jesse Winker came on to pinch hit for Bader, who was the closest any Met had come to getting a hit, but Winker didn't have any success.
1-2, infield back, swung around to the right. Pitch hit high in the air on the infield. He popped him up. Wagner down from second. He makes the catch. The no-hitter will move to the ninth.
So the Mets no-hit through eighth, but the other story, this one with the Mets pitching, and Garrett and Danny Young got the Mets through the bottom of the inning, and kept it a 1-0 game, and that was huge because Francis came out to start the ninth looking to get the no-hitter that eluded him a couple of weeks ago when he took one into the ninth as well against the Angels. He gave up that one on a home run to Taylor Ward. He started the inning with 108 pitches, and he'd face the top of the Mets lineup starting with Francisco Lindor, and the Mets MVP crushed Francis' hopes for a turning point of the game.
And in between innings, going out from the eighth to the ninth, Rogers Center rose to their feet once they saw Francis back out there. 0-2. Hit high in the air. Deep right field. Lindor swings and sends it out to tie the game and deliver heartbreak to the Blue Jays. Francisco Lindor in the ninth has tied the game up at one, ripping the no-hitter up and putting the Mets on the board with their first hit and their first run. That is what you call an emotional roller coaster, but now a tie game. Lindor pounds his hands together. He gets love from Iglesias on one side of the field, and on another, John Schneider going to come out and take Bowden Francis out of the game.
One of the biggest hits of the Mets season, and it was the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. The Mets have been waiting for that moment all afternoon. And Lindor delivered one more time with a blast that was out of the park in a split second, and suddenly it was a brand new game tied at one. Francis's day was over at that point. Chad Green came on and really just did not have it today. Iglesias reached on an infield single, went to second on an error. Vientos and Nimmo walked, and Green was suddenly in a pickle facing Alonso with the bases loaded and no out, and he gave the Mets their first lead of the day.
Runners lead all three bags. 2-2 to Pete. Hit high in the air to right field. Lucas drifting back to in front of the track. Makes the catch. Iglesias tags and scores from third base. The Mets have the lead. Sac fly to right. 2-1 New York in the ninth. Eddie Alvarez to third. Nimmo stays at first. Pete Alonso does drive in the run. And the Mets are in front. After eight innings of getting no hit, five batters into the ninth, they have taken the lead.
They could breathe a sigh of relief for the moment with their first lead of the day, courtesy of the Alonso sac fly. They are up 2-1 now with runners at first and third for J.D. Martinez, and he walked to give the Mets the bases loaded again, this time for Starling Marte.
2-1. Set high in the air, right center field. Alvarez tagging up at third. Lucas lines it up. He makes the catch. Here comes Alvarez heading home. Here comes the throw. It's up the line. Alvarez runs by home plate and scores on the Marte sac fly. 3-1 Mets now in the ninth.
Third run of the inning for the Mets, second on a sacrifice fly. They had a two-run lead. Out came Green, in came Hennessy Cabrera, and then the floodgates opened for a much-needed sigh of relief for Francisco Alvarez and our smash of the game.
First and second, two outs. High kick, first toss. Swing and a drive in the air to center and deep. Varsho racing back. He looks up. This one is gone! Oh, there's that titanic power from Francisco Alvarez to double the lead. Three-run bomb straightaway center. 6-1 Mets. This one goes 439 feet. And now it is all Mets in Toronto now.
The smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. Alvarez had been looking for that one for a while, and he just jumped on the first pitch fastball, went to dead center for his seventh home run, and that made it 6-1. The inning finally ended when Iglesias flied out, but not before the Mets sent 11 men to the plate. They score six in the inning to take a commanding 6-1 lead. Ryan Stanek started the ninth. He walked the leadoff man Dalton Varsho, but Spencer Horwitz grounded out. Joey Loperfido flew out. Addison Barger came off the bench as a pinch hitter and got the Jays a run closer with an RBI single. That made it a 6-2 game. George Springer kept it going with a half swing and a slow roller to short. Lindor made a strong play on it. It was a tough play, and Springer, with good speed, beat it out. And that brought Edwin Diaz on for a save opportunity to get the final out, and he needed just one pitch to do it.
Mets need one out. They're up in the ninth. First pitch. Hit high in the air to left field. Nimmo toward the line, moving over, lines it up, makes the catch, and the Mets win it. Diaz throws one pitch, gets the save, and on this day specifically, a special day for New York, in the ninth inning, the Mets send 11 men to the plate and come back to rally and beat the Blue Jays 6-2. A proud day for the city of New York, and a proud day, too, here in Toronto.